I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Meadow Kofeld is a taxidermist from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. She owns Woods and Meadows, and she is going to tell us what not to do when you get that trophy deer so that you can get a great mount. I'll tell you more, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Meadow Kofeld has been a taxidermist for over 20 years. She says, if you get that trophy deer first, you should take a great photo to provide a reference for colors and shapes for that taxidermist. Never cut the throat on a deer and avoid dragging it. You want to preserve that hair. And you should, before skinning it, reference a skinning diagram that you saved to your smartphone. If you quarter the deer, use a gutless method and cut the cape up the back of the neck along the dorsal stripe and remove the head from the base of the neck. Always cut the skin from the flesh side to avoid cutting hair and leave enough cape for the taxidermist by skinning from the middle of the rib cage forward. And always cool that head and cape immediately or freeze it. You always want to make sure there is no decay because even a little decay will damage or destroy that cape. So prioritize getting that head and cape to your taxidermist immediately after you do all you need to get it looking good when it's done. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.